Pakistan's new government will negotiate with militants who lay down their arms instead, according to Prime Minister Yousaf Razi Gilani. He told the parliament that today as he laid out priorities for his administration. Poverty and unemployment will also be on top of his government's agenda, Gilani said, after he secured the unanimous approval of the National Assembly without a vote of confidence after the opposition said it completely supported him. Bishop of Islamabad Rawalpindi, Anthony Theodore Lobo, says he also believes in Gilani and he believes that he will lead the country to a true democracy.
He is from Multan, where he was educated by Sister Benedicta of the Missionaries of the School, Union of Catherine of Siena. Thereafter, he was educated by the De La Salle brothers. So he has been a mission school student throughout his schooling years. Obviously, he understands us and has sympathies for us. Because if he's been formed by us and values kind of appreciation of the problems as we look at them, then naturally he will feel that it should be attended to. Problems concerning education, health, welfare, especially of the poor. These are the things we've been teaching in our schools and he's been throughout his schooling with us. I would think that the country has moved towards democracy. There's no more one-man rule. And I think that's good for the country.